Hey, everybody. Welcome to Pep Talk, the podcast that gives you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us, God, where we take all these amazing, complex, crazy health, wellness, longevity, and anti-aging conversations that you hear about on social media, that you hear from your doctors, your friends, your families, and the news media, and we break it into digestible pieces so you can understand it. And then you can take massive action steps to create the future that you want for yourself, your friends, your family, and ultimately your community. Hey, I'm your host, Dr. Eric Dupuy, and I'm going to take you down on the Pep Talk journey today on a topic that many of us are aware of. In fact, we hear about it and see about it all over the news every day. I just happened to see this. The cover of National Geographic says what? The science of stress. How many ever heard of the word stress before? Let me ask you a question. What comes to your mind when I say the word stress? You know, I've asked that question, by the way, in front of crowds of tens of thousands of people before, and the responses I get are always the same. They say, my life, my job, my kids, my spouse, my work, no money, all the things, right? Politics, religion. Yes, those are stresses, but that's not the only stress that you're exposed to. And see, we don't realize that it's not just the stress that we're under that's the problem. It's how our body responds to that stress. It's how do we adapt to that stress. You know, there's all this science out here. Now, we know that stress is the number one killer of all men and women on the planet. We know that stress, physically, chemically, and emotionally, is what triggers people. We know the science behind stress. The problem is that we need to take the science and put it into simple applications. And there's so much technology, so much knowledge, so much wisdom out there about stress that a lot of times we overcomplicate it. So I want to share with you today a little bit about what stress really is and what can we do about it. I'm going to give you some of the top biohacks that are out there. Now, this is not an all-encompassing conversation about stress. There are stress cascades that happen in the body from a physical standpoint. There are stress cascades that happen in the body from a neurochemical standpoint. There are stress cascades that happen from a psycho-emotional component, and all of those are important to look at. If you look at health like a triangle, and we call that the triangle or the triad of health, where health is divided into three equal portions. One portion is your physical well-being. The other is your chemical well-being. And the third component is your neuropsycho-emotional well-being. Well, physiology doesn't lie. That's why we shouldn't guess. We should test. We should measure that physiology. And then based off of what's out of balance, we can improve or remove the interference from a physical, chemical, or neuropsych emotional standpoint to give your body the ability to adapt to that stress. Now, I'm telling you that can happen. That's exactly what's supposed to happen. How many of you have ever had stress before? How does stress make you feel? Everybody feels different with stress. Some people get nervous and excited and anxious to conquer the stress. Some people curl up in a little bit ball and withdraw from the stress. Some people feel their stress in their body physically. When I'm under stress, my jaw gets tight, my shoulders get tight, my knees get sore. But some people get chronic back pain from stress. In fact, there's a condition called emotional back syndrome. Some people have chronic joint inflammation from stress in their body. I need you to understand that most of the chronic digestive problems people have, there's a neuroemotional component to that, a PTSD component to it, if you will. So we now have ways to measure stress. We can measure it physically by measuring the body through electrical modulation technologies like ARP wave measuring. We can measure the body physically through imaging like ultrasounds and x-rays and MRIs. We can measure the body's chemistry through blood tests and fecal samples and urine analysis. We can now measure the DNA of a human by doing a DNA discovery kit that measures 800,000 SNPs in the body that tells you how you should eat and sleep and exercise and what supplements you should have. I mean, all these things are so powerful. And then we can measure the neurophysiology by using things like Wavi brain mapping or functional Romberg's test on balance boards, or we can even measure, you know, heart rate variability to measure the sympathetic and parasympathetic aspects of the brain. What I'm telling you is we now know more about stress than we've ever known. The problem with application or applying what we've learned to actual real healing, we're still about 8 to 10 years away from your doctor knowing what to do. But what if I told you that we've already been conquering stress for the last 3 decades? What if I told you that through proper diet, exercise, nutrition, techniques that you can do, we can mitigate your stress? And see, stress is not just laying down on the couch and telling me about how bad your stress is. I mean, stress is so much. When I look at this magazine, man, it talks about so many things. The science of stress is deep. They look at how the brain and body's connected through the gut and how it responds under pressure. They look at stress and how it wears on your body. They look at how you can use mindfulness and relaxation techniques, and they look at how stress ages us. I mean, look, we have technologies that look just like this in all of our biolimitless centers of excellence, where we can measure brain function. The stress of the modern world, science tells us today, if we took our great-grandparents and dropped them into society today, that they would have a nervous breakdown within a week because of all the stresses that are underneath us right now as human beings. You know, there's all these stress quizzes and surveys and, you know, how does your brain perform under stress and pressure? Children are more stressed out than they've ever been. We're looking now at the ability to have functional MRI machines to measure brain activity and challenge the brain while you're measuring it to make sure the body's balanced and equal like it's supposed to. Like, these are so good. And now the genetic predisposition. Look, they're talking about the genetics of gut health and the genetics of your human genome. We know that when you're under stress, it disrupts the bacteria of the gut. And when the gut bacteria gets out of balance, we're most susceptible to not being able to overcome the stresses. We know that we have certain genes that predispose us to having a negative response emotionally to stress. We have certain genes that make our body physically decline with stress. Isn't it important to know that? That is why it's so simple, so commonsensical, if you will, that every man, woman, and child should have an SNP genetic test, a simple swab test, or a saliva test that can measure their predispositions to, well, how they respond to stress. And what they should do from a food standpoint, an exercise standpoint, a breathing standpoint, and a nutritional standpoint. And folks, that DNA discovery kit takes you down that pathway. But it's not about products. It's about the process. It's about you living that lifestyle of eating well, thinking well, sleeping well, breathing well, and you'll be well. You know, the good news about stress, according to the researchers and what this article is saying, is that we're getting to a point where stress can... where we understand stress and we think we're going to be able to overcome the side effects of it. But let me read some of this to you. Chronic effects of stress in the body alter all of our systems. It alters our reproductive system, our digestive system, our cardiovascular system, and our nervous system. Some of the consequences are behavioral issues, increased susceptibility to diseases. This is out of the magazine that I just showed you, the National Geographic. They're speaking our language that we've been speaking for 20 plus years now. The autonomic nervous system can get jacked up. What does that mean? That means your vagus nerve gets fried. What does that mean? That means your thyroid, your heart, your kidneys, your liver, your pancreas, your spleen, and your digestive and your reproductive organs don't function. We can have cognitive brain decline. We can have insomnia. We can have gut disorders like Crohn's disease, irritable bowel disease, and other issues are going to worsen whenever we have problems with stress. The immune system gets hijacked. What happens then? We're more susceptible to sicknesses, diseases, and infections and pandemics that can happen. We're more susceptible to diabetes and belly fat and liver fatty disease and skin diseases like psoriasis and eczema flare-up. I mean, these are common knowledge things, the things that used to be hocus pocus, hooey pooey, that mainstream science didn't understand. We've been talking about it for 20 plus freaking years. We're 20 years ahead of the curve with all this stuff. We can measure the brain. We can measure the gut. We can measure the genes, and you can put things into place now. We now have technology that can be used to biohack and tap into your brain and into your body. So first things first is understanding how your brain is functioning. Doing a heart rate variability test can tell you that. Understanding how your cardiovascular system is functioning, doing some very, very simple CO2examinations, or if you can get an EKG, that would be even better. Doing analysis of your carotid arteries with ultrasound, your thyroid, your heart, and your aorta. Huge. We do those in our Biolimitless Centers of Excellence, by the way. Measuring your DNA, measuring your gut health, knowing those things is the foundation of true health and true stress management. But it's mainstream now. And I want you to understand that this is where we're moving towards when it comes to health. It's not about treating or managing the end stage diseases that come from stress. It's getting your body, it's not even managing the stress. It's getting your body to handle the stress. The better we can build your body up physically, chemically, and neuroemotionally, the better you're going to be. Now, let me give you a couple of my favorite biohacks when it comes to stress. I mean, here's some physical biohacks. Number one is exercise. Did you know that if you're out, 20 minutes of exercise per day can improve the neurotransmitter functions in your body and improve the production of certain feel-good chemicals in your body? Certain endorphins are produced. That helps your body deal with stress. It helps your body improve the ability to accommodate or adapt to the stress. Many of you have felt this before. I don't want to go work out. I don't want to go do this. And then you do it and you feel so much better afterwards, don't you? Even simple stretching and even things like light resistance exercises can reduce your insulin and reduce your cortisol levels. Cold exposure. We talk about cold plunges. We talk about cold showers. We talk about even taking cold water in a basin or in the sink and just dunking your face in it for 3 to 5 to 10 seconds can improve the cold shock protein response, which will reduce your stress and anxiety. Cold plunging has been shown immensely to help people overcome and focus on the present and now. Wim Hof and Wim Hof's techniques is, if you hear his story about how the only thing that helped him get over the trauma of the loss of his wife was when he got into the cold, because all he could focus on was the present and how his body felt now. There's something said about that. Doing massage therapy or cranial release technique, man, physical tension in the body, getting chiropractic adjustments, getting massage therapy, cranial myofascial releases, all to relieve the tension and adhesions of the body to promote relaxation are powerful. Here's some physical biohacks. Using adaptogenic herbs, things like holy basil, ashwagandha, rhodiola, or taking adaptogenic type peptides like BPC-157, very powerful for the body. Taking supplements like magnesium. Magnesium glycinate is probably one of the most powerful stress-relieving, cortisol-relieving chemicals that you can do to help yourself. How do you dose it? Take your body weight times 10.6, divide it by 2.5. That's how many milligrams a day that you should be having of magnesium glycinate. Having a prebiotic and a probiotic, and a probiotic that is phytomicroencapsulated that gets past the stomach. I like the BioLimitless Master Microbiotic formula. I think it's the best formula I've ever used. Once we find more and better stuff, we'll adapt to that. But man, that formula is amazing and powerful. Eating fiber, making sure you have the prebiotics, and eating things like ghee butter so you have postbiotics will help you. Optimizing nutrients for your DNA, understanding how to eat for your genetic code, what proteins are best, what fats are best, what carbs are best, what supplements are best. So simple, it takes the guesswork out of it. Here's some neurological biohacks. Doing breath work, things like box breathing or Wim Hof breathing or diaphragmatic breathing or dragon's breath breathing, all those things are very simple, practical therapeutics you can do to improve functionality. You know, mindfulness meditation or prayer. Prayer is a powerful thing. Just being present, being mindful, focusing on your breath, focusing on a simple noise or a sound. That meditation can reduce neural activity in certain areas of the brain that deal with stress and reduce the limbic system's emotional energetic output. There are biohack technologies we use, like the BioLimitless Brain Tap technologies and other relaxation apps that can really truly help you. using technologies, number nine, like biofeedback or brain entrainment therapies. We do a lot of those in our practices on our app, on the app that we recommend for our patients. It's biolimitless.life is the name of the app. You can find it on Google and the Apple Store. You can go there and there are cognitive brain tests that you can do. And there are exercises you can do to retrain your brain to get it to function like it's supposed to. And it's neuro and biofeedback. Red light therapy and sauna therapy. I mean, look, 15 to 20 minutes, 3 to 4 times a day have shown to be massively beneficial to improve neurocognitive function, BDNF protection, and reduce the toxicities in the body and just make the body relax and feel better. Cold is good to stimulate, but warmth is good to relax the body. So those are some simple things that you can do, but you need to understand that stress really has made it into the mainstream. And the more you understand the science behind stress, the more you know how to not manage your stress, but how to mitigate it, how to improve your body's response and so it can adapt to the stress, and improving physical, chemical, and neuro well-being. And it's just like the longevity and anti-aging gurus will tell you, you've got to be training now. If you want to live to be 120 or 140 or 200 years of age, you need to be training now for that. If you're not putting the work in now, it's going to be very difficult to make up that runway that you've ran down in the very near future. So folks, I know this is a lot of information. Go back and watch this podcast again. Share it with your friends and family. Make sure you go to our website. That's peptalk.world, peptalk.world. And make sure that you like, subscribe, and share all of our social media sites. Tag us if you're going to be talking about Pep Talk on social media. And make sure that you understand that knowledge is power, but wisdom is taking that knowledge and applying it to your life. And without knowledge, our people will perish, folks. And the truth will set you free. But you got to understand the truth and you got to go and put it into place. So folks, until we meet again, I'm Dr. Eric Napudi. God bless you. God bless America and God bless the world. Stay smart out there and we'll see you soon. Have an amazing day. Be well.